Have you ever stopped and thought about, as you made that confession, how much of that confession has to do with history? How much of your faith is based on God impacting history? Most of it, that confession, is historical in nature. You believe God created all things. You believe Christ came and is working, and the Holy Spirit's working in history today. Just something to think about as we think of the first day of this year, history. Also, if you will take your Heidelberg Catechism this morning and turn with me to Lord's Day number 1, and we have an opportunity to read responsibly questions 1 and 2. Beloved, what is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life and makes me heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto him. How many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may live and die happily? Three things. The first, the greatness of my sin and misery. Second, how I am redeemed from all my sins and misery. Third, how I am to be thankful to God for such redemption. Again, as you consider these statements, as you notice, again, history. Some of the statements are things that have happened. Some speak of things that are happening. And some have to do with things that will happen in the future. There's a past, a present, and a future to our faith. But notice that the past focus. What is your comfort, your only comfort in life and in death? And as I said before, if you want to summarize that down into a succinct statement, it is simply, I belong to Jesus. Why would that bring comfort to you? Well, if I belong to Jesus and no one can take me out of his hand or the Father's hand, if I am his possession and he prizes me more than anything else in the universe, any other aspect of creation, does that bring comfort to me? He's the sovereign God, creator and sustainer and sovereign over every aspect of life. Does that bring me comfort in the midst of whatever I'm facing, whatever trial, testing, confusion, that I belong to Jesus? Yes. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, Paul writes in Romans. Because I belong to Jesus. And the Catechism goes on to just touch on a few of those aspects, doesn't it? With his precious blood, he has fully satisfied for all my sins. All my sins. He has already satisfied for the sins that I will commit tomorrow. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. And he has redeemed me from all the power of the devil. I've been delivered. I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, nothing can happen to me. No, not even a hair can fall from my head. I guess it's the Lord's will that a few of those hairs are falling from my head. But nothing can happen apart from the sovereign will of God, both now and in the future. There's no surprises. God doesn't say, oops, at any time. And he has working all things together for my salvation. He's working and will continue to work these things out. So no matter what it is that I'm facing right now, he is working that for my good and his glory. Is that designed for our comfort? Or is that the effect? Yes. Furthermore, he has granted to us his Holy Spirit, who dwells with us and assures us of eternal life. Now, not someday. In some communions, in some churches, that would be spoken against, that we don't have assurance of eternal life until someday. But the Bible speaks of that eternal life. Jesus speaks of that eternal life as now in Christ. And makes me heartily from the heart willing and ready from now on to live unto him. He's doing that work in me to live and to do of his good pleasure. These are all aspects, these are all fruits of being possessed, owned by God, by Christ. Then the catechism goes on, well, what do you need to know? What do you need to believe concerning these things so that you have that comfort? And here we have a good summary of the gospel. How many of you feel inadequate on being able to share the gospel with someone that you meet? Well, I don't know what to say. Well, if you feel inadequate at all, here you have as a good summary how great your sin and misery is, showing them their need for the Savior. Number two, showing them the Savior, and then showing them what they are, how they are to respond in thankfulness for the redemption that God has given us. So it's a good summary, a good means of both sharing the gospel, but also of encouraging ourselves. And if you don't realize it, we practically do this every Sunday. The liturgy is actually working around these things and organized along this way.